Shalom, today's daf yomi is Baba Basra daf kuf mem hey Baba Basra 145. Today's daf yomi discusses the concept of shushvinis, which means the groomsman. It comes from the idea of a friendship, as it states in Shmuel Bet chapter 15 verse 37, re'eh David, which is the friends of David, and the Targum Yonasan translates it as Shushvina de David, the friends of David, which are the groomsmen of David. And the practice in the Mishnaic times was that when somebody got married, his friends would come and they would send him gifts in order to rejoice with him at his wedding. And they came to the groom's house and they would stay there for an entire 7 days of rejoicing. And after they ate and rejoiced with the groom for 7 days, they would give him gifts. And then in turn, when they themselves got married, the absolute understanding was that the person who they had given gifts to would have to return the favor and give gifts to them as well. And that concept is called shushvinus. And so our Gemara today on Kuf Mem Hey Omed Aleph at the bottom cites a brisa which talks about five things that are said about shushvinus, five separate laws that are talked about with respect to this concept. So the first law is Nigves Bebezdin. It is collected in a court. And what that means is somebody who gave shushvinus to somebody else is not just giving a gift with the expectation that it's returned. It's a legal expectation, meaning to say that if when you get married, the person who you gave the gifts to and who you acted like a shushvina to does not return it to you, then you can make a valid claim against him in court. So that is the first law. The second law is Choseres ba'onasa, that the claim is that you can make to have your gifts can only be made in the time when you are getting married. But if it is prior to your getting married, then you cannot make the claim. And even if the person wanted to pay it, you can actually claim, I don't want to be paid at this time, and therefore you can hold off from being paid. The time to be paid, and you can only make the claim, is when you are getting married. And the reason is because if you will die before the marriage, then the person will not have to make the payment to you, because it's only when you're getting married. And so therefore, when you're getting married, you can make the claim, but prior to that, you can return down the money, and also you cannot demand the money. The third law that we're taught here is Ein ba mishum ribis, that in general there's a concept that there's a prohibition from the Torah you're not allowed to take or to charge or to collect interest on any loan. And even though you are paying the money in advance, and normally if you would pay back somebody more than they paid, that would fall under the category of interest, we say in this case it is not like a loan. And if the person pays back more than he gave, it's because he's getting his own benefit from it, because the Ravid explains when you pay back more than you gave, you're giving fancy wedding gifts, it shows that it increases your own reputation. So therefore it does not fit within the category of interest. And the fourth law that we learn in this concept of the shushvinus is Ein Ashvius Misham Taseha, that the sabbatical year does not terminate the loan. Normally we say that a sabbatical year terminates a loan. However, that is because of the prohibition of lo yigos, that you are not allowed to press upon your friend. But since this loan is not due at a specific time, since this obligation is not due at a specific moment, it's only when you get married, therefore it does not fit within the category of lo yigos, because that is when a loan is due. And so since this loan is not due at a specific time, it is not within that prohibition, and therefore we do not get the exemption of canceling the debt when the seventh year comes. And the fifth category is Eina Bechor Notal Ba Pishnaim, that the firstborn does not get the ability to take a double portion in this. And what this means is, let's say the father of children participated in the Shushvinus by sending gifts to his friend, and then the father dies. And so then when the father's children come to get married, the person owes the estate. The person who, the groom in the past, owes the estate and has to give it to the children of this father. But we cannot say that that amount that he gives, which the Gemara teaches us, goes to the entire estate, and the estate splits, the firstborn, even though he normally gets a double portion, in this case he does not get a double portion. And the reason is because this is called ra'oi. This is called assets that are prospective assets that you do not have in your hand when the estate falls to inheritance. And so therefore the firstborn only gets a double portion in actual assets, not in prospective assets. So those are the five laws that relate to the Shoshvinas in our Braisa that's cited by our Gemara. The Shulchan Aruch says that I'm not going to go into this at length because I saw that this isn't, that the custom is that you're not allowed to make this claim anymore. Meaning to say that even though in Mishneg times you can make a claim for the money that you had laid out and then you want to get back as Shoshvinus, we no longer make this claim. That doesn't mean that it's not practiced anymore, the commentaries on the Shulchan Aruch say. It just means that we can't make the claim anymore in court. And the Sefer HaMakneh points out that what was the reason for Shoshvinus? So he cites a Gemara in Ksubos, Yud Beis Amud Aleph, 12a in Ksubos, where they talk about that originally, even prior to this Gemara, the original custom of Shoshvinus was that there would be two people who were sent, one with a man and one with a woman. And the reason was because there was a long engagement period, and we wanted to make sure that A, the woman did not commit adultery during this engagement period, and B, that the husband did not try to frame her for adultery by bringing a sheet with blood on it and claiming on the wedding night that she was adulterous. And so therefore the Shoshvinos, originally there was just two of them, and they were meant to withhold, to be basically keep everybody honest. And so therefore, since today we're getting married and we do the betrothal and the wedding on the same night, so therefore we no longer had a need for the original reason for the Shoshvinos. And therefore the Sefer HaMakneh says that's part of the reason why we no longer can make a claim and why the practice has generally fallen formally by the wayside.